Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Muhammad Ali, he floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Muhammad, the black Superman, who calls to the other guy. Ali, catch me if you can.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Few quips are as recognizable as Muhammad Ali's versifying on his boxing prowess, but on June 20, 1967, a Houston jury took just 21 minutes to strip Ali of his title and convict him of draft evasion, despite the fact that he maintained his status as a religious conscientious objector and follower of Islam. Quote, "No one but Allah can command me to go to war," unquote. Ali declared that he would not serve in Vietnam, proclaiming, "I have no quarrel with them Viet Cong." According to sports writer and promoter Harold Conrad, quote, "Overnight he became a no-name. He threw his life away on a toss of the dice for something he believed in. Not many folks do that," unquote. Ali spent the next 3 years free while his conviction was on appeal, lecturing at universities and Muslim gatherings around the United States and gaining support as anti-war sentiment increased. Finally, in 1971, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 8-0 that Ali met the three standards for conscientious objector status, that he opposed war in any form, that his beliefs were based on religious teaching, and that his objection was sincere. His conviction was reversed. In 1974, Ali would go on to beat champion George Foreman to reclaim the heavyweight championship for the first time since it was stripped away from him in 1967. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Catch me if you can.